Chavetz Chaim asks a shaila. It says, we say in the tefillah that a person says, if you saw the Yitziyasa in the Beis HaMedrash, so it says in the tefillah, it says, Anu Amelim Vehem Amelim. Anu Amelim Umekablim Schar. Vehem Amelim Vehem Mekablim Schar. What does that mean? What do you mean? That defies the whole foundation of capitalism. I mean, that's the whole foundation of an economic system, is that you're ma'amil and you get schar. I mean, you could say that whatever else it says. You could say that we're ma'kabel the schar of Olam Haba, like it says. That we're zaychet Olam Haba, that's zaychet Olam Haza, that it says too. But anu amelim ma'kabel schar, v'hem amelim v'hem ma'kabel schar. Nobody would be working, nobody would be ma'amil if he's not being ma'kabel schar. So what's Mantis? Anu rotsim, loyalim haba, haim rotsim, loyalim haba, shachas. Okay, that we understand. That's a good. But anu amelim makabim l'schar, v'heim amelim v'heim makabim l'schar. No one's that foolish. Zok tochav etzchaim, the pshat is, anu amelim makabim l'schar for the amelis. Anu amelim makabim l'schar, the chiddush in the schar v'oynish of divrei Torah, as opposed to any other occupation of endeavor that a person is oisik in, is that your boss is not going to give you schar on the basis of your effort. That's kemat unheard of. Man, no such thing. You could try and try, but at some point it's outcome based. I mean, no one, maybe not in any given day, but certainly in theory, a job is centered around, ultimately around the person, about the person producing. It's production that counts. You try a little bit harder because you have to try harder than the next guy. You're not going to get a bonus for trying hard. I hate to break it to you, but that's unfortunately the harsh reality of the marketplace. Anu amelim u'makab muschah is the pshat that in divrei Torah in b'chukaisai teleichu shatiu amelim b'Torah. That the Kabbalah's schar is dependent, is in direct proportion to the amelus that a person puts in. Because it can't be in direct proportion. You can't say that you're getting schar for the production. The mitzia is unrelated, ultimately. The mitzia is not what you're getting the schar for, because the mitzia is at the choyning olam das. You're not paying the person for coming up with the beautiful pshat in the Rashba. The beautiful pshat in the Rashba is doch the Rabban Shalom. That's at the choyning olam das. You have very little to do with that. Novos, at the same time, it's true. You guide him, it's also tamen. That pshat, that beautiful pshat in the Rashba, that at the choyning olam das, a person is going to be a zoichem and be oimed upon in direct proportion to the amelus. For that a person was created, and for that Adam Lamal Yulud, for the Amelus, Adam Lamal Yulud. For that you're gonna get schar, because that's your avoid. That's your input, that's the part that you can take credit for. Not for what you come out with. What you come out with, it evens out in the end. Trust the Rabban Shalom. It says Chazal say Yagaitim Atzositam im Dafom B'tochi. But in terms of schar v'oynish, in terms of a person's mandate, in terms of the person's what he's supposed to be occupied and engaged in, and what he was created for, is Odom la'amal yu'ulad. Chazal say la'amal means la'amal amal shel Torah, of course. So why did the pasuk say Odom la'Torah yu'ulad? Odom la'Torah yu'ulad? But the pasuk doesn't stress the Odom la'Torah yu'ulad. Because it's not the chayning Adam das. It's Adam la'amal yulet. It's the amelus that the person was created and ultimately is going to be mekabel schar. Reb Chaim says, they say b'shem Reb Chaim, the Gemara says in Nida, I think it's on Daf Lamed, the Gemara says, a famous Gemara, that the Malach learns with a person before he's born, before he's yaitzel avi oilam, it says that the Malach learns with a person kol ha'tayra kula. Ad kam. Anything past that is already not in the Gemara. I mean, he touches the above the lip. But the Gemara does say that a Malach learns with a Vlad, with an Ube, he learns Kol HaTorah Kula. So Meir Reb Chaim said, Adam La'amel Yulad, because other than the Amelus, there's no reason why he should be born. He already knows Kol HaTayra Kula. So what's the purpose of him being born? The Malach learned to him Kol HaTayra Kula. For him to know Kol HaTayra Kula, he didn't need to be born. He needs to be born because Adam La'amul Yulet. For the Amelus, he needs to be born because ultimately the Ikas Chavainish and the Avoid of a person in this world is all centered and is dependent, it's in direct proportion to the Yegiya that he puts in. And then the Metziah is like he learned in the B'me'imai. The Metziah is the same Metziah that he had with the Malach B'me'imai. It's no different. The Metziah is all according, like Avimi said, all according to Hachi Mistaya Milsa, to the amount of Yegiya and attitude, his attitude and his Yegiya, the energy and the Metziah's Nefesh. In the past, Melach Toichel, Kachi Darko Shel Toida, it's the Derech of Toida. This is the rule. Kachi Darko Shel Toida, not in Chochmas Chitzonius. In Chochmas Chitzonius, there is no correlation. In Toida, there is a correlation. Past Melach Toichel, Ubaim Tsuru Tishta, that according to the Mesiras Nefesh and the Yegiya that a person places into the learning, and not necessarily into the thinking in the Svara, in the going to learn, in the pasma melach toichal, and being memayit in the tanugim, and your attitude towards the learning, all that is factored ultimately into the ultimate yigid mitziah of the yigaitim mitzositam. So that could be the pshat in the kukaisai teilechu shetiu amelim b'teira. It's referred to as a chayik in the sense, because not the way you would commonly understand possibly that yigaitim mitzositam, that you pick yourself up by your bootstraps, right? And the more you put in, the more you take out. You're not being maitse, you're not being kind of tighter on the basis of because you're spending more hours in the base medish and mela. So just logically, you're going to come out with a better pshat in the rash. But that's not the way it works. It doesn't work like that. It works because there's a chayk. There's a principle. There's an atachoin in Ladam Das when it comes to Torah. The Rabbanu created you. He created you to be an Eved Hashem. Adam La'amal Yulad. Your Ikka creation is Adam La'amal Yulad. You already know the whole Torah. The Rabbanu doesn't want the Torah. The Rabbanu wants the Amelus B'Torah. The Amelus B'Torah is what the Rabbanu will. Asher Misha Amole B'Torah Vaisen Nachas Ruach Liyotzvah. The Nachas Ruach of the Rabbanu Shalom is in the Asher Misha Amole B'Torah. Not in the Kinyan HaTorah, not in Sudanoch HaTalmud Chacham in the Welt. I mean, not to minimize that, versteht sich. But if one could become a Talmud Chacham without Yegiya, without Amelus, he's not fulfilling his role as Tachlis in the Welt. His Tachlis is Adam La'amel Yulad for Amelus. And the Ikka, of course, Amelus B'Torah, and for that is Chav Oynish, Anu Amelim, and Mekablim Schav, Ve'em Amelim, Ve'em Mekablim Schav. The Gemara says in Brachis and Daf. Nun. The Gemara says that there are different nuschois that that people used for Zimun. So it says in Talmud Chacham Hu, Mibuchaisu Shaladim Nikim Talmud Chacham Hu Umlav. From the nusach that he uses for Zimun, you can gauge, you can conclude whether he's a Talmud Chacham. How so? So the Gemara Ketzav. Rabbi said, Uvetuvai Chayinu Harei Zat Talmud Chacham. If a person says, and Betuvai, that nusach is evidently reflects the fact that you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a Basaychah. If you say, Umituvai, from the Hatava of the Rabbeinu Shalom we live, not from all the Hatava, but from, there's a measure, there is an element of Hatava, but we don't live on the basis of all the Hatava. I raise that board. The person who insinuates that the Chayinu is not Ubituvai, but it's rather Mituvai, from the Hatava, that's a board. I'm going to buy the Ravdimi. The Pasuk says in Shmuel that it says, and from your brachis, the Rabban Shalom's brachis, mi birchaska, Beis Avdecha will survive and exist, Lailam. because of from the brachas Hashem. So you see, we're not talking about all the brachas. We're talking about from the brachas tafasta meruba loy tafasta, that the person exists from amongst the kindnesses from the Rabbeinu Shalom provides within. There is a certain amount of kindness everybody will get and will allow blessings, the brachis, that will allow a person to be chayinu. And for the Gemara, b'sha'ayla shayni. So for the Gemara, no, the difference is if you're asking. When you're asking, you don't ask for everything. When you're asking, you're not asking for everything. Because when you're asking, it's like Ka'ani Ba Pesach, Rashi says. You don't go knock on the door and say, I need $10,000. You ask for a little bit. You ask what's necessary right then. You don't have. Ka'ani Ba Pesach, when a person is asking, he asks for a small amount. In fact, the Gemara b'shayil l'nami aksiv harchef picha v'amaleiv. In fact, the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Tehillim and Pei Aleph that harchef picha open up your mouths, meaning be mispalel, be mevakesh, be shoyel the Rabban Shalom v'amaleyu, and I'll give you an aniyah for your tefillah. And it's a lashon harchev picha, wide and broaden your mouth, ask for everything that you could conceivably think of. So the Gemara, ha'hu b'divrei Torah. And for the Gemara, no, Shaila, you don't ask. You ask Ani Bapesa. Normally, Shaila, you only ask Ani Bapesa. Harchet Picha Vamaleyu is B'divrei Torah. When you're asking for Hatzlocha in Torah, when you're asking for Siyata Dishmaya, when you're asking Hatachainin Lodom Das, Chaneinu Meitcha, Deya Bina Bahaskel, you ask for everything. Deya Bina Bahaskel. Any possible adjective that you can possibly think of. To describe Torah, to describe Das, at Chaneinu Meitcha, Deya, Bina, Vahaskel, from the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're asking all and any form of Chachma that's possible. Divrei Torah is different. So again, when you're being Shayel Ka'ani Bapesach. Bituvai. Only partially. Hareza Talmud Chacham. Mituva, everything, you don't ask for everything. That's Hareza Bua. Hareza Bua, when you're asking for everything, that's Hareza Bua. You ask only Shaila for Panasa, you ask a little bit. For Eretz and Mazang, you ask a little bit. For Torah, Ha'ubidivay Torah is an exception. There Rashi says, the Lashon Rashi over there is, Harchef picha lisha kol tavosta. So Rashi, you ask all your taivas and divrei Torah, you ask everything. Harchef picha, open up your mouth wide. What's the trap? What's the chilek? Other than the fact, of course, that Torah is more chashiv, Talmud Torah can I get kulam. But what's the ma'is of the chilek? What's the chilek? It's Ka'ani Bapesach. So the Ma'bit says in Sefer Beis Elokim, Zok the Ma'bit, that the pshat is, the Gemara is saying that you don't ask for luxuries, you don't ask for places. You ask for the minimal amount, you ask for what you absolutely for necessities. You're not mispalel, you're not shoyel for things that are not necessities. It's not the derech eretz, it's not the way a person asks, it's not the derech etzim. In Divrei Torah is andish, it's cholok Divrei Torah, because in Divrei Torah everything is a necessity. There's no such thing, kol tavosla is a necessity. Kiyayim chayenu v'orich yomeinu, not that Torah is not different, Torah is different, Torah is no different. But in Torah, what are you going to ask? You say, I want to finish Kiddushin. Just, I don't want to ask for too much, just Kiddushin. Kiddushin is not Kiyayim chayenu. Kiyayim chayenu is uktsin. Kiyayim chayenu is erivin. Kiyayim chayenu is every mesachta. Kol ha-Torah kula. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnayis, Gemara, Kiyayim chayenu v'orich yomeinu, it's all Kiyayim chayenu. There's nothing there that, okay, I'll ask for a reason, I'll be a reasonably proficient Talmud Chacham. Like, I'll know, first a few blot in every Masechta, and then it's a vart on each parasha in the Torah, right? I'll finish a Masechta, Lili Nishma somebody, and that's it. I'll know the halachas, I'll make it through the day relatively nicely, and then Mishem, when I retire, maybe I'll have more time, but that's what I'm... That might be what happens, but that will certainly happen if that's what you're asking for. But if it's harchef picha v'amaleyu, in terms of the tefillah and the shayla, that a person is being shoyel, because your whole taiva is absolutely necessary. That's the attitude a person has to have. The attitude to Torah mitzvahs is a person's attitude has to be that every ois of Torah is completely is necessary for me to become, for me to fulfill the Adam La'amul Yulah, to fulfill the Tachlis Habriyah. That is the mabat, the perspective that a person has to have in this. And in Mela, I want to be mechadish. I mean, I don't think it's such a chiddish, but I think that that's bechlal, the Yagayti Matzasi as well. When you talk about being mispalal harcha picha v'amaleyu, when you daven, and you say, atachoynin lo'adam das, choneinu me'itcha deo bina v'haskel, if choneinu me'itcha, if Yagayti Matzasi applies to the going, to the walking of Avimi, to Rav Chizda, that's Yagayti Matzasi. And it applies to the Pasuk Melach Toichal, it applies to the person Shtelen Zechavek standing before the Rabbanu Shalom asking and beseeching the Rabbanu Shalom no less than you would for Parnasa, no less, much more. Kavuchayme with the same, it has to be with the same desperation, with the same feeling of desperation in the sense, Ka'oni Bapesa. That an Ani asks for his next meal, he doesn't know where his next meal is coming from. That's the way you have to ask, not just to finish your Amud for the day, but to ask the Rabbanu Shalom Harchav Pichav Amaleu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv, that to ask the Rabbanu Shalom that everything is necessary, everything is Kiyayim Chayenu, and if the person puts in that Yigiyah, which again includes that Tefillah, calls man the person is not being Mispalu, and he's certainly not being Mispalu Begeda. If it flits through his mind a moment or so, once a week or once a month, that's not harchav pichav amaleihu. The Gaon says in Brachos, the Gaon explains, that's the reason why the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei is atachoinin l'adam das. He says, because everything else, there's no heter of harchav pichav amaleihu. You want to start off the bakashas, the first bakasha, the first few brachas are shvach. So the first bakasha is atachoinin l'adam das, because you want to open up your mouth wide. You have to start off with a big mouth. Right, you have a wide open mouth. You could be mamshich ken zayin. Once you're ready begeder hachav pichav amaleihu b'divrei Torah ksiv. So meila, everything else is mistama b'chol derechecha de'eyus geit arayin. Everything else is in order to be koine the panasa and the refuah. Everything is in order the hachav pichav amaleihu ken shengain. It could already could be chal on that as well, to the extent that a person needs everything else to be koine and to be oilin ruchnias. But you have to start off, you don't want to start off ka'ani ba'pesach. If everything is said and done, if we have a way of being harcha picha v'amaleyu, we start off at the choynin, choneinu me'itcha deyo bina v'haskel, any form of das, we're desperate, we're beseeching the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And this is a kiyum of in b'chukaisai teleichu shethiu amelun b'toyra, this gate arayin in the amelus. We all know how we're mispalu rachman l'tzlan when a person needs a refuah, when there are people that need a panasa. Mashiach should come, Yerushalayim Yerucho b'rachman toshuv, shmak ilayinu, b'chulu b'chulu. Do we have that same sense of desperation, of need, that same sense of need, desperate need? Well, is it like it's okay? I am whatever I am. I mean, this is my IQ. These are my studim, and you put it all together, and then the meilus kum tarois. Whatever it is, it goes. If the vakshen of kakesev matmoyin tach pesen os tavnius Hashem v'das alukim timtza sematzia from the Rabbanu Shalom, and the mitzia is in direct proportion to the yegia that the person puts in, and the yegia starts with atachoinin adam das.